This is Gospel 365 Podcast. Today, we have an inspiring and empowering message to help you walk through the day and to overcome your daily challenges. As you're about to listen to today's message, please feel free to invite a friend to listen as well. We don't believe you should keep these messages to yourself. So go ahead and share the link.
We are glad you can join us for today's devotion from Gospel 365 Devotional. Our reading is titled, Present Our Truths, and it was written by Benjamin Oseyofori. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistles of Christ ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshy tables of the heart. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3. The epistles are special outbreathings of the Spirit addressed to the new man in Christ, and they mostly consist of present hour truths. When you study the Pauline revelations, Peter's epistles, and some of John's Spirit-inspired thoughts, you will discover truths that are operative in the now of our lives. For example, Paul tells us, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature." 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. This is not history, a prophecy, or a promise. You are not going to become a new creation when you get to heaven or after you have prayed hard enough. You are a new creation now. It is a fact for today. Another beautiful present hour fact is 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. It says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should shew forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." You were created to display and manifest the beauty, glory, excellence, holiness, grace, and righteousness of God. This is your calling in Christ Jesus. When you study Revelation chapter 1 verse 6, you find yet another operative truth. "And hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." This is not something to hope for. It has already happened. You are a king priest, ordained of God to reign in life, to decree a thing and have it established unto you. Another of such glorious realities is that you are an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Romans chapter 8 verse 17. This means everything that belongs to him belongs to you in the same way and degree that they belong to him. Both of you own everything 100% together. Therefore, like him, you have also been appointed heir of all things. It is for the same reason that Paul said, "All things are yours." 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 21. These are some of the truths about the new creation, which, as a Christian, you must be conscious of and live by. So today, beloved, study the word to know more and live in the reality of who you are in Christ. God bless you. Shall we pray? Dear Father, I thank you for imparting me with the knowledge of the truth in your word, which I operational in the now of my life. I'm enlightened in my spirit to grasp deeper and higher truths in your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
If God is transforming your life through this podcast, remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel at Gospel 365 Podcast, and also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at GO365 Podcast. Send your prayer requests or testimonies to gospel365podcast@gmail.com. And God bless you.